Now, just talking to Dim Sims, can I just sort of, well, you are talking Dim Sims and country footy. Last week we were talking to Trevor Mitchell up at Midiamo.
Yeah, we were.
Who hadn't won a game.
No, and they won.
Oh, they've got up.
It was their first win since July the 14th last year.
How about that?
And we're the lucky charm.
Yeah, and our good friend John Forbes has sent a card.
Forbesy, oh, that's a nice card.
He says thank you, photos of his property there.
Love Morning, that. Forbesy.
And have a listen to this. An indication of how much influence you have in the bush was demonstrated when a bus driver en route from Ballarat to Yarrawonga fronted up to our canteen to enjoy the Dim Sims you spoke about during your chat with Trevor Mitchell.
Ballarat to Yarrawonga is hardly via Mitchiamma.
Well, that's where he went to get the Dim Sims.
Wow, love that story.
So Richo's now put the Dim Sims at Geelong.
Yeah. Well, it'll
be like the South Melbourne market. You'd have to queue up for hours to get them.
Look, the South Melbourne market's had it all to itself for some time. Right, yeah. Well, I'm here to tell you, the ones at Geelong, if you go to... I just think there should be a game there every Saturday night.
I think that there's something going. There's a couple of other teams who could play under lights. They reckon they're not getting a good deal down at the Darklands.
They're on the Geelong side of Melbourne.
That's right. So why don't they play some home games down there?
We could have the Cats and Dogs playing down there.
There should be a game there every week, and Geelong shouldn't play any home games in any other manner than under lights.
They could. Just the Cats and the Dogs play there and rename it Lort Smith Stadium.
Now, who were the vanquished at Mitiama? Who did they beat?
They beat YCW, who were more fancied.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a whole lot there to read. I'll pass it on for you all to have a look at. But that was nice to hear the story of the Dim Sim.